King Kid Radio. King Kid Radio.
Wow, I wonder what we're going to learn in Sunday school today.
I know, I'm so excited.
King Kid Radio.
Everyone, we're so glad you're joining us for another episode of King's Kid Radio. My name is Sister Thompson.
And I'm Sister Baker. We're going to be your Sunday school teachers today. We've got a really good lesson in store for you. But before we do that, how about we sing some songs?
The first song we're going to be singing is What a Mighty God We Serve.
Taylor and Garrett, sing along with us.
Everybody.
The next song we're going to sing is I'm in the Lord's Army.
Everybody out of those chairs. Let us all do this with action. Aubrey, Trey, you're going to help me sing.
Right, this last song is going to require some participation. It's If You're Happy and You Know It.
Thank you.
Hey, good singing, everybody. I like that. Now it is time to say our memory verse. Do you have it with you? Let us all say it together. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not.
Galatians 6 and 9.
Kids, how about if we say this in Spanish? I'll take it slow. Just repeat after me. Galatas 6 y 9. No nos.
Cansemos.
De hacer.
El bien.
Porque.
A su debido.
Tiempo.
Cosecharemos.
Si no nos.
Damos.
Por vencidos. Good job, everyone. We will practice some more at another time.
All right, it's time to solve another case with the Bible detectives. The first clue we were giving for today's lesson is the person and the story needed first aid. The second clue is there was an inn in our story today.
I'm sure some of you have figured out what our lesson is about today. But come along and join us as we solve the case of the vanishing victim.
Today we go back in time to the city of Jerusalem, where Jesus is talking to a crowd of people and is challenged by a lawyer.
This lawyer thinks he can trick Jesus by asking him these questions.
Good master, what must I do to make it to heaven?
My friend, what is written in the law?
Well, as a man who studies the law, I read where it says that I should love the Lord my God with all of my heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love my neighbor as myself.
You have spoken the truth. If you do this, you will make it to heaven.
And pray tell, who is my neighbor?
In those days, Jesus would often tell a parable to answer a question. A parable is a story that is used to illustrate a lesson.
This occasion was no different as Jesus began to explain his answer by telling them a parable.
A certain man was traveling on a narrow road where many robbers beat and sometimes killed their victims before taking their valuables away.
Ah, look at what we have here, a traveler.
Yes, and he's alone and wearing some pretty nice clothes. Tell me, friends, when was the last time you had such a fancy hat like that?
Shall we introduce ourselves to the poor fool?
In swift movements, the three thieves tackled their victim and began beating him.
Hello!
Ow!
Over here!
Hey!
Better look behind you!
Ouch!
Oof!
The thieves stripped him of his clothes and his belongings. Finally, satisfied with their work, they leave the man to die on the side of the road.
Time passes and a priest comes upon him and notices the man naked, bruised, and half dead.
Oh my! What's that? Oh, a man. I thought I heard someone cry out for help. Perhaps I should. No, I must be going. I don't want to be late to fulfill my duties at the temple. Besides, it's probably his fault. Just look at him. If he were a good man, this wouldn't have happened to him. No doubt, God has given him what he deserved. Dear man, this is what you get for being bad. You should feel bad and repent before it's too late.
After the priest leaves, and a few moments later, a Levite comes, and he also noticed the man.
Ah! What
is that? A dead body?
Looking closer, the Levite sees the poor man, barely breathing, and reasoned within himself.
Well, if he's not dead, he sure will be any moment now, and I cannot allow anything dead to touch me, for I am clean, squeaky clean. So many showers, so much hand washing, behind my ears, between my toes. There's no unclean thing, not even in my nose. Perhaps I'll send someone to help him. Yes, that's it. It's the least I can do. Ta-ta!
To avoid being seen, the Levite passes by on the other side of the road. Minutes turn into hours as the sun began to set. To this traveler, it seems that all was lost. But then, in the distance, he hears hoofsteps coming his way.
Oh, my. Is that moaning I hear? Why, it's a man.
The Samaritan gets off his donkey and makes his way down into the ditch to reach the man. Removing his pack off his back, he falls to his knees.
Oh, my. He's hurt. Let me see if I can help him.
Taking out his oil and wine, he checks the traveler's wound.
Sir, are you all right? Where does it hurt? Do you have any broken bones? Here, drink some water. Easy now. There you go. My name is... Well, I don't suppose you really want to know. Seeing that I'm a Samaritan, and, well, you're a Jew. And Jews aren't supposed to have any dealings with us. But I can't just leave you here. You'll die. My goodness. It's pretty bad. But you're going to be fine if I can get you to help.
The Samaritan carefully cleaned all his wounds and poured wine and oil into them. After bandaging his head and arm with cloth, the Samaritan gently helps the traveler to his feet.
Are you able to walk any?
The traveler at first was speechless at this act of kindness that this Samaritan has shown him in caring for his wound.
Yes, I think I can.
All right, let's go. Easy does it. That's it. One foot in front of the other. Now, let's get you to this inn that I passed in Jericho.
Jericho? But you'll be traveling backwards.
Yes, but Jericho's closer. If I should continue on our journey towards Jerusalem, I'm not sure you'd survive. Besides, there's a kind couple who own an inn there, and they'll take good care of you.
But I don't have any money. You see, the robbers...
No problem. I'll pay the innkeeper. And if by chance when I'm done with my business in Jerusalem and should find that you're still not well, I'll pay him for what he has spent on you and more until you are able to.
Wait, but why are you, a Samaritan, taking pity on me, a Jew, when my own people left me to die?
There. Take it easy. Let's get you on my donkey and to the inn.
Turning around, the pair made their way back to Jericho, where the Samaritan did as he said he would.
Samaritan.
Easy now. What is it?
Thank you. I will never forget this act of kindness. Never.
He's passed out.
Yes, it's probably best. So, you'll take good care of him, right?
Yes, for as long as you want us to.
I knew I could count on you. Well, I'll be going.
In our story, someone needed help and received it from a stranger. Luke 10, 30 through 37 helped us to solve today's case.
Although the title of our story had a funny name, The Case of the Vanishing Victim, we see that our victim, the traveler, did truly vanish.
He no longer found himself in the same place. lying on the ground in some ditch. Why?
All because a neighbor, the Samaritan, took pity and had compassion on him.
The man took him, cleaned and bandaged him up, and went out his way to take him back to Jericho to an inn where he paid for his care, promising to pay for any future expenses that he may have.
In God's word, this Samaritan is referred to as the Good Samaritan. Why was he good? Well, first, he showed us how we should be a neighbor by looking and being sensitive to others' problems.
Secondly, he did something about what he saw when he took care of the man that was attacked by the robbers.
Thirdly, he did not stop helping the traveler until he was well and on his feet.
To those of us who have obeyed Acts 2:38, repented, been baptized in Jesus' name, and have received the precious gifts of the Holy Ghost, you need to know that the devil has robbed many people.
Some have lost their jobs, families, and homes because of alcohol, drugs, and many other sins.
Others have lost hope. They don't see how things can ever get any better.
In our story, Jesus told this to the lawyer and all in attendance, in hopes that they would understand two things. We, just like the lawyer, must know what we must do to be saved and to make it to heaven.
We are to love Jesus with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and we do this by obeying his word.
But the second thing Jesus wanted us to learn is almost like the first. We are to love our neighbors as ourselves.
God is the Good Samaritan. He wants to use you to help those who have been hurt by the devil, left to die, and be lost forever.
If you would like to be a better neighbor, or if you are the one who have been robbed by the devil and want the Holy Ghost right now, I want you to close your eyes, lift up your arms in the shape of a V, like you're reaching up to someone to pick you up, and let's pray.
Jesus, I need you. Help me. I want to be saved. Please forgive me for all those bad things that I have done. I want to be a good neighbor like the Good Samaritan, helping those in trouble or in need, and inviting them to come with me to the church, where our pastor, with your help, will take good care of them until you come back to take us to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
It's the phone again. Hello? Bible detectives? Someone wrote on the wall? Well, that doesn't sound like a big deal, but okay, we'll investigate. Kids, stay tuned. Next week, we'll solve the case of the moving fingers.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley at Faith Tabernacle. We want to welcome you to the King's Kids radio program every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We're so glad that you joined us tonight. Look forward to you being with us every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Also, we want to invite all of you to our regular services Sunday morning at 11. Live stream from our website. Join us on Sundays at 11, Tuesdays at 7:30, and Thursday evening at 7:30. May God bless you and have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.